Taking the bread under his arm, the young gentleman turned into a small public house and led the way to a tap room in the rear of the premises. Here, a pot of beer was brought in by direction of the mysterious youth, and Oliver, falling to at his new friend's bidding, made a long and hearty meal, during the progress of which the strange boy eyed him from time to time with great attention. "Going to London?" said the strange boy, when Oliver had at length concluded. "Yes." "Got any lodgings?" "No." "Money?" "No." The strange boy whistled and put his arms into his pockets, as far as the big coat sleeves would let them go. "Do you live in London?" inquired Oliver.
"Yeah, I do when I'm at home," replied the boy. "I suppose you want some place to sleep tonight, don't you?"
"I do indeed," answered Oliver. "I've not slept under a roof since I left the country."
"Don't fret your eyelids on that score," said the young gentleman. "I've got to be in London tonight, and I know a respectable old gentleman as lives there will give you lodgings for nothing, and never ask for the change. That is, if any gentleman he knows introduce you. And don't he know me? Oh no, not in the least, by no means, certainly not."
The young gentleman smiled as if to intimate that the latter fragments of discourse were playfully ironical, and finished the beer as he did so.